the best and the brightest.
Opportunity is the next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
West Michigan's got a big Latino population, but few Latino-owned businesses. Ferris State University wants to change that with something called the Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative. Carlos Sanchez is director of the Latino Business and Economic Development Center at Ferris State. With us now, welcome to The Next Idea, Carlos.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why is it there are so few small Latino-owned businesses in West Michigan, especially when you consider the Latino population is higher than the state average, so certainly the customer base is there?
Sure. Well, there are a couple of things. One is, of course, barriers, right? Sometimes it's funding, meaning access to capital. And the other is the natural attrition, if you will, of businesses. We know that I think a lot of businesses, normally Latino or non-Latino, they fail within the first year. But it's a little more pervasive in the Latino community and other minority communities, but we're talking about the Latino community. It's a little bit more pervasive because of sometimes knowledge, the lack of knowledge of the business, or the lack of knowledge of the customer. So that is what we are trying to help with this initiative.
And how will the initiative address these issues? What kind of form will it take?
Sure. We are using a curriculum that was created by an organization in Chattanooga. We got it from CoStarters. And we are partnering with SpringER here in Grand Rapids. And what we do is we boil it down to the basics, right? We ask the individual to identify a need in the community and the actual customer that they're looking at, rather than saying, well, everybody's my customer and everybody likes what I do, to focus on that exact customer and to create a solution for a need or for a problem that exists in the community that they can make a business out of it. The other piece that we want to do is to help individuals start their business right away. I'll give you an example. Sometimes someone might say, well, I want to start a restaurant because I make really good, tamales, for example. Mm-hmm. Right? So from having one dish, a really good dish, to a restaurant, there's a lot of stuff in between. So sometimes that creates a barrier because few people have $40,000, $50,000 to start a business. But we tell them, why don't you start just a little bit of a catering that you can't do, only need, you know, $500, maybe $1,000 to start. So that gets them to start making money, let's say, right away.
So you're giving them advice and guidance and helping them kind of go through the proper stages. You know, you got to crawl before you walk.
That is correct. Yeah, we tell them, first of all, you know, to frame their idea. And then we take them through that, developing a name for their business, what is their business, a little bit of finance, a little bit of marketing. And we use, rather than prepare them to write a business plan, we work with what's called the business canvas. It's a bit more visual tool that is easier to grasp. And then if they need a business plan or when they need a business plan, they just can basically download all that information into a formal business plan.
I found it very interesting, Carlos Sanchez, that as you move ahead with the Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative, this is less about those tech-type startups that seem to consume all the oxygen in the room when we talk about the entrepreneur community. You want people to think about lifestyle businesses. You mentioned, for example, making food. So what are some other examples of these kind of businesses?
Sure. Well, the thing is, you're absolutely right. We are focusing on lifestyle businesses because those are the businesses that are starting almost every week, if not every day, right? This individual, these entrepreneurs are going to start a business no matter what. So we want to help them. We know that there's another ecosystem out there that is supporting technology, high tech, high growth, and that's fine. We are trying to foster this other ecosystem. So aside from food is, for example, barbershops or hair salons, some other type of services, construction, painting, framing, siding, things like that. Those folks are already doing it sometimes, you know, working for someone, and they decide, I can do this for myself. Why don't I go in and, as we say, hang on my own shingle, right?
Yeah. Now, how is what you're doing through the Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative, how is this different, for example, than taking a business class at a college?
It is a little bit different because, first, we also emphasize the peer-to-peer support. sometimes people are a little bit afraid of going into the marketing area of the business or finance or, you know, the accounting. This is a little bit less formal, but very well structured.
And very practical, it seems.
Well, that is correct, yes.
Yeah, I was also struck with the fact you're building the hours for these workshops and courses around working people who have jobs and who have families, and also classes are going to be largely in Spanish.
Absolutely. You know, the past couple of programs, we realized that there was a need. Also utilizing that very entrepreneurial mindset, we saw the need in the community for a curriculum in Spanish. So now we're teaching it in Spanish. And of course, yes, we look at what are the best times for them to attend these classes. So we're doing it from 6 to 9 p.m. We provide childcare if needed, and also we provide them with dinner. So we are trying to, again, to minimize those barriers for the individual, language, childcare, food, you name it. And we also provide those classes. We are facilitating those classes at the Hispanic Center, which is a place that's well-known in the community and also placed in the heart of the Latino community.
Carlos, if other institutions might be thinking about trying to boost Latino business ownership, what would be your advice to them if they were to start their own initiatives? What's most important?
To do some research in the community, what is needed. And so ask those entrepreneurs, those who are would-be entrepreneurs and already established business owners, what is it that they need? Because what might work here in Grand Rapids might not work in Lansing or in Saginaw. I can tell you that right now we are one of 5 pilot programs in the country that are utilizing the same curriculum, and we are constantly in communication, and we are finding that what works in Texas doesn't work in Chattanooga or doesn't work here in Michigan, but there are other things that do work. So what I would advise them is, again, you know, find a group of advisors, right, would-be entrepreneurs and already established businesses, to find out exactly what are the needs of the community in that location.
Carlos, how will you measure the success of the Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative?
Well, that piece is a little bit tricky. Let me tell you, the easiest way will be to measure the number of businesses that are created. But the fact is that some people, not everybody, is ready to be an entrepreneur. So we also want to measure those that went through our program but decided not to, but we ask, why not? Some might say, well, I realize that, no, this is not for me. I really need to work for someone. That we will consider also a success, because that person is not, quote unquote, wasting time and money and effort in a venture that he or she might not really want it at all. So we are trying to devise right now what are our measurements of success. Yes, one would be the number of businesses that are launched, but also the level of entrepreneurial IQ, if you will, that we are developing in the community. The number of applicants for our next cohort in the fall, that will also be a measure of success. That means that people want and do this. And we are also developing other measures.
You can find out about the Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative by going to Ferris State University's website. It's the Latino Business and Economic Development Center. And Carlos Sanchez is director of that center. It was great to talk with you, and the best of luck with this initiative.
Thank you very much, and thank you for shining the light on this program.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.